When Kathy and I first got married, I thank God for the church we attended. It was what you would call a full gospel or a charismatic type church, and the praise and worship was wonderful, phenomenal. And it was there that we learned a lot about worship, a lot about praise. There was even a particular minister who came in and taught about it. She embraced it very quickly, and I did not. I was not opposed to it, but I was full of me, self-conscious, all that kind of stuff. But the day came when I literally stepped out in faith against my flesh and forced myself to lift my hands, begin to praise, begin to worship, sing in the Spirit, sing with the understanding. I began to do those things. And all of that teaching that I had heard from the past, it began to rise up in me. It had been sown in me, and I knew about it, but it began to become alive in me. It began to become life in me. And the more I did it, the more I understood how important it is. And the more I worshiped, the more I began to realize that there is an aspect, there's something about worship that can give me, and anyone who does it, can give me what nothing else can do. I can pray in tongues for hours, but not get what worship can do for me. I can read the Word, I can meditate, confess the Word, I can fast, I can do all these things, but none of them can replace what worship will do for me. And since that time, I have taught extensively on worship. A couple of teaching series, many sermons. We've had so many prophecies here about worship and what it will do. And God has, through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, has unlocked passages of Scripture concerning praise and worship to help me understand more about it. And one of the things that I can tell you is that, and this is God's choice, this is what He has done because He wanted to, it's as though He laid His hands on worship and released a specific type of anointing to worship. And that anointing is always there. And any time you begin to worship out of your heart, not just the words, but out of your heart because you want to, that anointing begins to be released. And there is an aspect of His presence that comes with that worship that you cannot get any other way. And I've taught on this extensively. And I don't want to use the word frustrating, but the challenging part about that is that I cannot open people up and put that in them. All I can do is present the information and then hope beyond hope that people will begin to do it. Because when you begin to do it, I'm telling you, it opens up a whole new realm of God you have never known. And it's been there the whole time. And I want to encourage you. Maybe you're not in your home church. And maybe in your home church, there is restriction concerning praise and worship. But here, you're free. Do what you've never done before. Lift your hands. And open your heart with this praise and worship. Sing in the Spirit and with the understanding. That is an admonishment from the Apostle Paul. And I figure he's a pretty good example to follow. I'm telling you right now, I know this. If you will begin to open up and press into and literally force yourself, just close your eyes to close off everybody else. It's just you and Jesus. And just force yourself to do this. Make that, I'm going to do this. And I don't care who sees me. God will honor that, and He will reward that. And He'll begin taking you to a place in Him where you've never been. And the more you do it, the more you realize, I should have been doing this a long time ago. But the more you'll want to do it. Take advantage of this week in the worship. The pre-service worship, come in here. And just lose yourself in Jesus in this worship. Take a step of faith if you've never done it. I'm telling you, it will change you. I heard that for years. I heard it. I said, amen. I'm sure that works. But it wasn't until I did it that I experienced the work it would do. So be encouraged this week. You're away from home. Nobody's going to call back and tell them what you've done. Just cut loose and worship Jesus. And He will reward you.